All right, joining us now, Gordon Chang. He's a Daily Beast columnist. He's also the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you.
My pleasure. Really nice to have you. Let's talk about some of the big news about North Korea this week, and it's this notion that the Vice President of the United States was scheduled to meet with North Korean officials when he was in South Korea, but it was pulled. The plug was pulled at the last moment by North Korea. Was it a good idea that we even tried to schedule this meeting in the first place, and what do you make of it?
Yeah, I think it was a good idea to try to meet the North Koreans. Clearly, our alliance partners, South Korea, wants us to do that. And so, therefore, it's a favor to them. And it keeps the alliance strong. Now, one can say it's too early to talk to the North Koreans because they don't realize that they've got to give up their weapons. Eventually, they will because of sanctions. But talking to them right now as a favor to Seoul, that's not a bad thing.
I saw some criticisms that this meeting was set up without conditions and that it should have had conditions as a predicate to actually take place. Is that your view?
Yeah, I believe that the condition should be what we have said all along, and that is North Korea acknowledges it has to give up its weapons before there can be substantive talks. Vice President Pence, in that Washington Post interview on Air Force Two returning from Seoul, said that we would talk without preconditions. But I think the vice president was merely referring to preliminary discussions. I don't like it, but nonetheless, these things happen in diplomacy, and it's not a terrible thing because, as I said, we need to keep our alliance with South Korea strong, and they wanted us to talk.
You know, Gordon, a lot of criticism about North Korea at the Olympics and their ability to use it for propaganda and our media fawning all over the cheerleaders and his sister being there. Did they accomplish what they set out to do?
Well, I think in the first couple of days, they certainly did, the North Koreans. Afterwards, I think the North Koreans are starting to lose a little bit because, first of all, you had that North Korean speed skater with disqualified because he tried to knock out a Japanese speed skater. And also, by the way, he got our speed skater out of the finals. And that's not playing very well in South Korea. Also, you know, over the long term, the North Koreans generally don't do very well at propaganda because they've got such a horrific story to tell. But, you know, in short bursts, they are able to accomplish their goals. And they did that for 2 or 3 days. But I don't think it's going to be lasting damage in any event.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un's sister didn't even have to open her mouth, and the American media ran with a huge propaganda effort on their behalf. That was a bizarre thing to watch. Let me ask you about your role in the CPAC foreign policy panel that's taking place today at 4 p.m. What's that going to be about, and what are you going to be able to explain to the attendees at CPAC?
Well, today there's a China panel, and it's moderated by John Batchelor, the radio host. We're going to talk about China's broad-based challenge, and we're also going to do that tomorrow on the main stage, where we have John Bolton, Steve Moore, and Frank Gaffney talking about China's main challenges to us.
Gordon Chang, thank you really very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.